listener production.
Morning, I'm Amy Ross. Victoria's surgery waitlist has reportedly dropped to the lowest level since the start of the pandemic, with more than 50,000 patients going under the knife between January and March this year. The waitlist sits at just above 60,000. Health Minister Marianne Thomas says our pandemic recovery is moving in the right direction. No Bonza services will fly in and out of Mildura for a third straight day, with the airline's fate in the hands of administrators. Someone hoping the low-cost carrier can survive is Mallee MP Anne Webster. She says it's helped to counteract the dominance Qantas and Virgin share when it comes to air travel.
They have a really strong duopoly, if you like, a bit like Coles and Woolies, and that makes it very difficult and very unfair, I would suggest, for smaller players like Bonza to be able to make a go of it.
Women with political aspirations across central Victoria may be interested in attending a workshop in Bendigo next Tuesday. It's being hosted by Women for Election and aims to increase female representation in politics. CEO Licia Heath says women are underrepresented at every level of government in Australia.
It's super important that women and diverse voices, diverse lived experience, get to be at the decision-making table to contribute to policies that ultimately help a local community thrive, or the opposite can be true as well.
And social media is causing problems never seen before in students. That's according to the Federal Education Minister. Jason Clare wants phones banned in classrooms across the country. Here in Victoria, they must be switched off at government schools across the day. Nangalock will be looking for its first win this season in the Milawa Footy League. The side will look to bounce back from its 54-point loss last week when they face Werribee on Saturday.